like to thank our special guest, Jackie Scott, rookie of the Grand Canyon Rim to Rim. Thanks for coming, sharing your experiences with everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me have your spot.
Climbing up that north head wall, you swear you're never going to do this again. You hate everybody that got you involved in the hike. And I always find myself 2 weeks later saying, I can't wait till it comes again. Are you there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all right, I'm there. Good. All right.
If I can talk her into doing it again, I saw the shirt that I'm going to get for us, and it says, everything hurts and I'm dying. And we are going to rock those shirts next year.
That's
if I can talk her into coming.
It should be like the front side and the back side needs to say something like, I did it.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, first time I did it, I bought a shirt on the North Rim. It said, something, the Grand Canyon, only sissies need mules or something like that. Barb Posterino, thanks for coming and joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And
thank
bringing
you.
Your assistant, Tom. Appreciate that very much. Tom, thanks for sharing your stories, man.
Come out with us and do the canyon. It'll change your life. You'll never be the same.
It's an awesome, awesome experience. Let's bring someone into the conversation, Mr. Bill Andres. He is the information branch chief for Arizona Game and Fish, and he actually called me a couple weeks ago and said, Rosie, the animal expert you had on describing bear encounters in the wild was a little off. Can we come on and straighten the listeners out? So, Bill, we appreciate you phoning us in and joining us this morning.
Well, our pleasure. Good morning, Rosie, and hi to everybody from Arizona Game and Fish, the folks who are protecting and conserving Arizona's wildlife and teaching safety in boating, off-highway vehicles, shooting sports, and, of course, bears.
Thank you for all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we had given some information on what to do with a bear encounter, and we won't repeat it because you felt like it wasn't the right advice. It was the right advice, I guess, for grizzlies.
Well, it was closer to what one should do for grizzlies, but we don't have grizzly bears in Arizona. We have what are known as black bears, and they come in a variety of colors, you know, anything from like a sandy blonde to a real black, and they're out there, but they are not grizzly bears. So the advice given a couple of weekends ago was probably okay if you were attacked by a grizzly, but the black bear is a different kind of animal. So there are some things that you should and shouldn't do when you see black bears. They usually avoid people, but the big problem is when they start to associate people with food. When they, you know, smell you out in the woods or whatever, and they smell your food, and they do that on a consistent basis, then they stop looking around for the things they naturally eat and just gravitate toward the campground. And, you know, it's important to not feed them because it may not be a problem while you're there, but if that bear expects to get fed every time he's in that area, some unsuspecting person is going to come in and get into trouble because of you know, things that others have done. But if a bear attacks you, and you know, if you see a bear in the distance, change your route so you can avoid him. But if it is approaching you, try to make yourself as large and imposing as possible. You know, if you're out raking the lawn or something, pick up both of the rakes. Make your arms look like they're 6 feet long. Don't run and don't play dead. Both of those things will make the bear's instincts kick in where they're going to chase you or come after you. So don't do either of those things. Stand as big as you can. Always give the bear an exit route. You know, let them have a chance to get out of the area. Don't surround the bear because then you're just asking for trouble there. And if the bear won't leave, you know, stay calm, keep yelling, blowing the whistle, banging pots and pans together, and back away slowly. If the bear does physically attack you, fight back with everything you have. Punch it, kick it, grab a rock and belt it in the head, or your walking stick, whatever you've got, fight the bear. And that is the best advice because that will usually make the bear run away. And if any of this stuff happens to you, call the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Let us know that there is a problem bear in the area, and so we can do something about it.
Now, how have we tested all this? Do you guys go down to Tent City and get death row inmates and bring them out in the woods and say, all right, let's try some of these theories?
Well, usually we look for old disc jockeys to throw out into the woods.
There's plenty around here.
Well, how about the camper at Young just a month ago he is awakened in the middle of the night by a bear pawing at him in his sleeping bag?
Yeah, that was the situation, but it sounds like, oh my gosh, this bear came out of nowhere. But what we learned was that there were bears that were coming into their campground for 3 or 4 days. Mm. They had seen them and thought, oh, well, we won't report them. So they were coming back and coming back and coming back, and these folks were not keeping a tidy campsite. Within 4 feet of this person's tent and sleeping bag, there was a bag of crawfish lying on the ground. There was food and candy wrappers and all sorts of garbage around. So that's the biggest thing. You know, we often make it sound like it's the bear's fault. It's the people's fault who leave these things around, who do not bear-proof their campsite.
And Bill, how about bear spray?
Yeah, there are some good bear sprays. People, you know, they will take them out with them. That's always recommended to have that with you as a last resort. They can be effective. They have to be the real approved stuff, not the Ronco bear spray that also doubles as a deodorant that you might get on TV. But have a bear spray with you as another tool to keep bears away from you.
Bill Andress.
You information, said it right, Rosie.
Information branch chief of Arizona Game and Fish. We always appreciate Game and Fish's participation in the show as ongoing education resource to get people outside at Arizona.
Well, thank you, Rosie. Our website is azgfd.gov, and I want to say that our hearts go out to the Horizon Husky family.
Who?
Ours, too.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it.
Great talking to you, Rosie. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So the takeaway for that is bear encounters in Arizona are the black bear, not the grizzly bear. Grizzly bear, apparently it's to wrap your limbs around your torso, lay down on the ground with your legs spread out so you don't get flipped over. I can remember hiking the Tetons in the 70s, and Wyoming Game and Fish handed out a brochure that said, encountering a grizzly, wrap up into a fetal position. And the only thing they left off the instruction was wrap up in the fetal position, tuck your head between your knees, and kiss your behind goodbye. So in Arizona, black bears, we're talking about look big, sound loud, and change direction. You probably won't have a problem. We've got John J. Harper coming in.
And a list of all wildlife and how to encounter them and deal with them can be found at azgfd.gov. So if you've got javelina, mountain lions, bobcats, any kind of wildlife, you can get it all on their website.
It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice.